This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, the Bubba's hottest frequency. It is a Friday, which means it's time for another exciting edition of the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. Joining us today is none other than our trusted motoring journalist. He goes by the name of Prashowin Naidu, and he's here to take us on a journey through the latest in the world of cars. Now, this week, Prashowin took the all-new Volkswagen Tiguan for a spin. It's bigger, more refined, and promises to bring a lot to the table. But does it deliver? That is the question, right? We'll get his expert take, explore how it stacks up against the competition, and as always, wrap things up with a helpful motoring tip and hot gem of the week to kickstart the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashowin. Welcome back to the show, and how are you doing?
Good afternoon, Kimbash. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
No, I'm great. I'm great. I'm so, so great, Prashowin. Thank you so much for taking your time once again to come and speak to us on the show, yeah?
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. I'm excited.
All right. So let's start with the most important question. What was it like, you know, to drive the new Volkswagen Tiguan? Did it live up to the hype in terms of, you know, the performance and the handling?
I thought it was quite nice to just have another go in the Tiguan. I've driven all the other variants, the all-space, the yesteryear all-space, the diesel, the 2.2 TDI, and getting behind the wheel of the new 2024 Tiguan, it was quite fantastic, I must admit. I've loved how the refinement is there, the performance and efficiency is there as well. And they have updated the chassis and they've enhanced the MQB platform. So they've obviously improved everything all around. But driving it day-to-day, it's powered by a 1.4-liter TSI engine, so it has enough kick, a nice amount of torque, a nice amount of kilowatts, about 110-150 Nm of torque, so it's very smooth, easygoing, and refined, and efficient. I achieved about 6.7 liters per 100 kilometers on the highway, which is quite impressive. But, you know, in and around the city, the urban settings, it's about 8.4, and I think, you know, it's a real pleasure to drive, and I didn't put the pedal to the metal at all. I was taking it easy, and just enjoying the comfort, and I must admit, I bloody loved how it felt behind the wheel. I really, really, and I don't say that often. I don't say I love how a car drives, which is a bad thing. I should say I dislike it, but I really just like being in this comfortable car.
Amazing, amazing, Prashowin. Now, as we know, man, design is a huge factor for buyers these days, Prashowin. So how does the Tiguan, you know, stand out visually? Any maybe specific design elements that caught your attention?
Yes, I think it's become a lesser, more softer look to it. It used to be a bit more mean-looking jaw, you know, squared-off jaw, and had this boxy silhouette to it. Now it's a bit more softer, its features are softer, the front end is softer. One will notice that the back end has, you know, that illuminated tail bar, even in the front end of the car. But overall, it still exudes a more friendlier creature, so to say. And interestingly, where the name Tiguan comes is from tiger and iguana, so they combined it together, so that's why it's called the Tiguan. But this is more lovely. It's slightly longer, wider, and just overall a modern, you know, a modern twist, but still keeps that credentials of what they stand for. And I think, you know, trying to beat what they had before, it was a big shoes to fall. So, yes, it doesn't take the cake for me, but it's pleasing to the eye, at least.
Nah, most definitely. Now, let's step inside the car. Let's speak about the interior. You know, with an interior, it can make or break the experience. Now, does the Tiguan offer the comfort and tech features, you know, buyers are looking for?
Okay, I must admit, before we stepped inside, when I looked outside, I thought it was going to be bland, I thought it was going to be boring, because I was came in white. You know, I had these preconceived ideas, but once I stepped inside the cabin, it was very minimalistic, it was very simplistic. You know, one will notice a modern 12.3-inch entertainment system, digital display. There's not at all any buttons. There's only one configuration knob here, which controls your volume, and then it's a touchscreen thing, so you have to figure out. It's a very weird thing they did here, but I must admit, it's very plush inside. The seat's so good. It's also massaging seats, which is a bonus for me. I mean, that was fantastic sitting in the traffic. Amazing. You know, if you don't have a sugar mama, you have your own massaging seat.
Something we need.
Absolutely. And then the sunroof is a fantastic thing, but just very simple. They managed to take this. You know, VW is always known to be very functional, very solidly built inside, but they've not managed to give that exact thing here, but with a modern twist. And I quite like that. There's also ambient lighting, which is nice. You can set your moods. There's lots of colors to play with.
Wow.
But just very comfortable, not over the top.
Oh, okay. Now, value is everything, Preshurban. I mean, with the updates and features it offers, do you think the Tiguan, you know, is fairly priced? And if ever you were in the market, you know, would it make it to your shortlist?
Okay, so I think pricing was a very big thing for this car, I'll be honest with you. Even in our chat with the head of the PR there, we had to price it accordingly, or else if they didn't, the market would be out of sorts, because you all know the Chinese competitors and rivals are coming up and they're giving the Germans a good run for their money. This is priced about for the Tiguan Life, which I have, which is just above the base spec model. It's about 702,000 rand, and I think this would make it on my shortlist. So I think really it stood out for me in terms of just the driving and the comfort, and I was honestly impressed. And obviously the price tag also for me, given how everything is these days, they really are trying to kind of keep their head in the game, you know, their head in the game, which is good. And you know, it has, since the global introduction of the Tiguan in 2007, more than 7.4 million units have been sold, and about 41,000 cars were sold in South Africa since 2017. So it's one of their best selling products. So they have to be strategic here, or else, they're out.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Now, before, you know, we head into the tip of the week, every car faces, you know, stiff competition in segment. Who are the Tiguan's biggest rivals, and how does it compare in terms of features and value?
Okay, so most likely it's the Kia Sportage, the Hyundai Tucson, the Toyota RAV4, and then we're also looking at some of the Chinese rivals like the Haval Jolin Pro, the Chery Tiggo 8 Pro, and that's just about, and to mention one or two German rivals, the Audi Q3 and BMW X1. And, you know, the Tiguan is good. It has a nice amount of features, but obviously the Chinese competitors, they give their cars everything, literally everything under the sun. But, I mean, what you're buying here is you're buying solidly built craftsmanship. You feel good. Yes, you would sacrifice one or two autonomous safety systems here and there, but I think the quality of the behind the driver is most important.
All right. Now, heading straight into the motoring tip of the week, do share that with us, accompanied by the hot jam of the week to kickstart the weekend, Preshurban.
All right. Thanks, Gosh. So, many drivers don't realize when their brake lights are out until someone else tells them. So, or worse, after an accident. So, faulty brake lights can increase the risk of rear-end collisions, especially at night or bad weather. So, always check your brake lights. And let's end up with Blame You by Odeo.
All righty, Preshurban, thank you so much for always taking your time to come and join us. I really do appreciate you, and do have a fantastic weekend ahead.
Thank you so much, King Brash. Have a blessed one, as always, and listeners. Cheers.
That is how we wrap it up with Preshurban Naidu sharing his insights on the Volkswagen Tiguan and more. So for more car reviews, do not forget to check him out on Eswatini Motoring.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.